Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning into our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we've got a short but important lesson. Let's get started. John 19:30 says, "Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." Three words that were uttered from the perfect, pure heart of the God-man, the Creator himself. And only he knows all that they meant. There was yet more that would happen. He went to preach to the spirits in prison. That's 1 Peter 3:19. He rose from the grave. Luke 24:1-7 and John 20:11-17. He ascended to heaven. Luke 24:50-53. He sat down at the right hand of the Father. Acts 2:33. He will return for his bride, the church. That's in 1 Corinthians 15:50-57. And he will come to render judgment on the earth. Jude 1:14-15. He will rule this planet for 1,000 years. Revelations 24. He will destroy Satan and death. Revelations 20:10-14. And finally, he will make all things new. Revelations 21:5. Now, in the Greek, which is what John wrote in, this proclamation, "It is finished," was the singular word, teleo. Hope I said that right. It means to end, that is, to complete, to execute, to conclude, to discharge a debt, to accomplish, to make an end, to expire, to fill up, to finish, to go over, to pay, to perform. And thus, I am very inclined to believe that this awesome declaration was God the Son speaking together with what God the Father and God the Spirit would proclaim as well. The debt was paid to the full. This was the total and complete cumulative debt due to sin laid on all creation, perhaps upon the whole cosmos. With this, the types, prophecies, and promises of the Old Testament concerning Christ were fulfilled. All the typical sacrifices there in the law were finished and fulfilled. You know, the lamb, the oxen, the heifer, the dove, the goat. Christ's perfect obedience to the Father was complete. And the satisfaction of the justice of God Almighty was complete. Of course, all these things also pointed to the debt of sin, the debt of a broken world, the unimaginably enormous debt no other man could pay. So God paid it with his own beloved Son. And when he uttered those words, bowed his head, and gave up his spirit, he carried the weight of all sin for all time. He became sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." It was the one thing Satan never thought could happen, the one thing that effectively stamped doomed upon his own existence. The holy angels were awestruck. The demons were terrified. The earth shook. The veil was torn open. The awesome, holy character of God was displayed in His Son for all the cosmos to see. Soon, He would rise, for death could not hold Him. Soon, the gospel would be spread throughout the whole world. Soon, the dead would rise, and the Son would be crowned in heaven as King of kings and Lord of lords. Soon, the Lion would open the scroll in heaven and bring worldwide judgment upon planet Babylon. Soon, Christ would welcome His bride home. All because the debt was paid. Because of Jesus, it is truly finished. Hallelujah. Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust Him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of His grace today.